Today on Straight Talk Africa, Voice of America reaches you with breaking news, information, music, and more. We'll discuss our growing efforts to engage, provoke, excite, and empower our African audience. That's coming up next, right here on Straight Talk Africa. Hello, welcome to Straight Talk Africa, live from the Voice of America studios here in Washington. It's Wednesday, May 20th. I am Shaka Sali.
Well, hello to you, Shaka, and hello to all our viewers and listeners on the continent and elsewhere. I'm Mariama Diallo, your social media reporter.
Today, we'll talk about the Voice of America and how the international multimedia broadcaster is expanding its efforts to more effectively serve the African audience.
Well, lots to talk about today. Coming up later in our STA inbox, we'll share your thoughts on what kind of new programming you'd like to see on the Voice of America through your emails, tweets, and Facebook comments. Hope you'll stay with us.
But first, the Voice of America began its broadcast in English to Africa more than 50 years ago. Today, it has bureaus, reporters, and staffers across the continent with plans to add more. VOA is also moving forward to expand its social media outreach along with its global television and radio footprint. My colleague, Paul Sisco, has more.
The Voice of America is a multimedia agency that not only broadcasts its programs to Africa in English, but many of them are also broadcast in French, Somali, Swahili, Amharic, and other languages. VOA's rapidly expanding efforts across Africa reflect the continent's growing prominence in global affairs.
We're on one of the main streets running through Bujumbura, not far from ruling party headquarters.
In the midst of Burundi's current unrest, VOA has boosted its coverage of the nation's unstable political situation. And despite the fact that the media has come under attack there, VOA East Africa correspondent Gabe Juslow continues to report from the capital, Bujumbura.
We're standing just about 100 meters away from the state broadcaster, RTNB, but we can't show it to you.
VOA has added shortwave and FM broadcasts to the nation in multiple languages. In recent months, Voice of America has held targeted discussions. Ebola, knowledge is life.
The issue of hysteria, how has that been solved so far? Are people still afraid?
As part of the South Sudan Project, a live South Sudan town hall. VOA's coverage of the kidnapped of girls in northeastern Nigeria continues to be thorough and detailed.
Voice of America is there.
And our special coverage of the historic Nigerian elections. Voice of America's English service reaches more than 25 million Africans, the agency's largest audience. VOA Director David Enser.
And today our radio and television programs are carried on satellite, AM, FM, mobile, the Internet, and a dizzying array of social media sites, which are part of the rapidly changing media landscape. Shrinking budgets are affecting all Western international broadcasters. And yet, Voice of America employees remain utterly loyal to our mission.
That mission is to inform, engage, and connect people worldwide in support of freedom and democracy. Moving forward with increased resources for Africa, Voice of America is boosting its African-based reporters and staff, creating new reporting centers and affiliations in Abuja, Mombasa, and elsewhere across the continent. Paul Sisco, VOA News.
Thanks, Paul, for that interesting report. Now, joining us here in our Washington studios are two distinguished guests. David Enso, the director of the Voice of America. Mr. Enso has led the international broadcaster and digital news operation for nearly 4 years. And Negusi Mengesha, the newly appointed director of Voice of America's Africa division. He is the first African-born person to hold that position. I have to say, gentlemen, that I'm profoundly honored and exceedingly humbled to have the opportunity to host you on Straight Talk Africa.
I'd like to say the same. It's a great honor to be on this program with you, Shaka.
You're most welcome, sir.
Actually, you have been here 15 years, I think, hosting this program. It is the first time I'm appearing on your show. And I'm also exceedingly humbled and honored and privileged to be the most effective director of the Voice of America. any real shock.
The feeling is mutual, sir. Later in the program, we'll give you, the audience, a chance to call and talk with our guests. The number to call is 202-619-3111. U.S. country code is 1. Let me come to you, David, immediately, because, frankly, the last time we hosted you on Straight Talk Africa is many, many years ago. Looks like, it looks like almost two, three years ago.
Well, the more's the pity. I'm delighted to be back.
Well, I have reliably learned that this, in fact, may very well be my last opportunity to host you on this program.
That's probably true.
The 28th director of the VOA.
That's true. I'm finishing up my term in office at the end of next week, Chaka. So it's been almost 4 years. It's been it seems like it's gone by just like that. Mm. But we've worked so hard together, and we've done such a lot. And I have such confidence in Ngozi's leadership and that of other senior people in the Voice of America. I think that Voice of America has come a long way in 4 years, and it's going to go to great things moving forward.
You know, David, in fact, will say that under your leadership, the Voice of America added about 42 million listeners and watchers. There is a saying in the American culture that if it is not broken, you do not fix it. Why do you live with that kind of historic success?
You know, this is a very, very intense job and a very difficult one. And most of my predecessors, with one or two exceptions, have not lasted more than a couple of years in the saddle. It is just endless, and the pressure and the stress is very, very high. Now, that said, the mission is fabulous. We love what we do. I've seldom enjoyed myself more than in trying to make a difference to our audiences around the world and reach them with more, on more platforms, in more different ways, with interesting, reliable information. But I have other things I want to do with my life, and I also think that it's healthy for Voice of America periodically to get a new leader who has the mandate of the new Broadcasting Board of Governors, because, you know, that's the group who choose the leadership team. It'll give VOA an injection of fresh ideas and fresh energy, and that's very, very healthy for VOA. It's a good thing. Now, I'm going to go and do some academic work for a few months and do some writing and thinking about the efforts that we make here, and mm-hmm. I hope I will still be able to be part of the project as an academic for a few months before I move on to other things.
You say, of course, that the position is very, very demanding. No one can deny that. But for those out there who really don't know what the Voice of America director goes through, can you very briefly walk us through a day in the life of the 28th director of the Voice of America, David Enso?
Shaka, if you count everybody, all the stringers and all the people who work here, there's nearly 2,000 people serving our audiences in one way or another at the Voice of America. So it's a big organization. I think of it as a production house. We're on in 45 languages, quite a few of them African languages. Mm-hmm. So while English and French are, of course, incredibly important, so are Bambara and Swahili. And we keep adding languages almost every day, it seems, these days. So we're trying to innovate and keep up with the changes in the way people communicate. We're trying to get onto digital media of different kinds. As people discover new ways to communicate, we want to be with them on that. At the same time, we want good old-fashioned journalism done with the right values, with honest values, with objective and balanced efforts to always be part of it. So it's keeping the good parts of the old and moving ahead with the new. It's a constant project, fighting for budgets, frankly. And our budget has been cut every year I've been here. Mm-hmm. And yet, as you pointed out, the audience has, I'm very happy to note, grown by almost 30% in the time I've been director. I'm very proud of that. And a lot of that growth is in Africa. A lot of it is thanks to shows like this one that more and more people are finding useful and interesting and entertaining.
Talking about Africa, of course, you made what some might characterize as a historic decision, really, by appointing Negusi Mengesha the first African-born director of the Africa division. Why did you choose Negusi? What makes him tick?
Well, Negusi can talk for the audience, and they'll get a chance to judge the stature of this man, the quality of this man. He's an extraordinary journalist leader. And wherever he was born, it almost doesn't matter. But the other thing is, it does matter because he knows Africa. It's in his blood. He's from there, and he's worked all his life as a journalist serving the African publics. So he's dedicated, devoted to the mission. He's smart. He's experienced. And it's such an honor to have been able to appoint someone of this caliber as the next director of the Africa division.
The man from the hidden empire of Sheba, of course. How does it feel like, frankly, to be the first? Even though, of course, you have had several other firsts. This man you're looking at, my research will show that he was one of the first television personalities in Ethiopia. Mm-hmm. He was also the first African-born chief of any service in this building, and now becomes the first African-born director of the African division. What makes you tick, Negusi?
My goodness. I don't know how to answer this question, to be honest. I was also, I think, the first African-born chief of the Amharic service in Deutsche Welle. Last time we had the director of the Deutsche Welle here, and when we were going around the table, when I introduced myself, I told him I was a former employee, so he was a bit taken. Really? Yes, I was there. That's where I got my education. That's where also my training, and I served for almost 12 years. I'm really very much humbled, honored to accept this job. Did I expect to be the division director? To be honest, I never dreamt it even. I was content with the kind of job I had. I started as a broadcaster in 1982, here, August 16, Monday, 9 a.m., I worked in this building. I'm still here, close to 33 years. And this place has been really more than a workplace for me, to be honest. If I tell you two of my kids, one is 31, he works now as associate producer for ESPN. He used to work with public television. He's a graduate of Columbia. He went across the street to daycare, HHS. My daughter, who graduated now, is Saturday. She's 25. She becomes a master of public health. She went across the street to daycare. They grew up in the corridors of UA. So I loved this place, to be honest. I loved my job. I loved the people I work with. And as a program director, I think with Gwen Dillard, I think we did an enormous job by delivering the highest listenership, global listenership in Africa. I think the VOA has globally a wide listenership, but almost 38 or 40% of our listenership are in Africa. So when David Ensor really approved that, my selecting officer was Kelun Chow, the associate director for programming. And when David approved, to be honest, I was thrilled. I said, thank you very much for putting your trust in me. I know this place. I know the colleagues. As a matter of fact, the Voice of America, if you walk across this division, you walk through Africa. We are Kenyans, we are Ugandans, we are Ethiopians, we are Nigerians. We are in a way connected with our own people through this media. So we have a purpose. Actually, it's more than a huge mission. So I'm looking forward, to be honest. We have the best time, thanks to David. It's on your watch. That's the first time Africa got an investment, Africa investment, to enhance our programming. And we have started, we might go in detail later, I'll give you more detailed information about that. We're expanding in every sphere, radio, television, multimedia, digital media, mobile platform. We're really expanding. This is the best time for Africa Division of Voice of America.
Very interesting. Now we'll pause for a short break. And would like to remind you that Straight Talk Africa is now on the social networking website, Twitter. And we are tweeting live. Follow us at VOA Shaka. That's VOA Shaka. And join in on today's discussion with your questions and comments. Don't forget to use the hashtag VOA New Africa Programs. And we are still on Facebook. Just enter the keyword Straight Talk Africa. Become a fan and connect with other friends of the Voice of America. We'll be right back with you, so please, don't go away.
Let's take a look at VOA's new programs to Africa. Responding to the ongoing crisis in the Central African Republic, VOA launched two daily 10-minute broadcasts in Sango, the country's lingua franca, on its FM station in the capital, Bangui. In East Africa, VOA's Swahili service has new offering entitled VOA Express. It's designed to reach young audiences in Kenya, Tanzania, and Uganda. The 30-minute magazine-style show includes segments of news and information. In Mali, 1 year after launching its first Bambara language radio program, VOA has added a new program called Ambafo, or We'll Say It. The 60-minute weekly radio show airs Saturday evenings on VOA's own and operated FM station in Bamako, as well as online. Each episode tackles a critical topic such as security, education, and youth unemployment.
I wanted to present music and a side of American culture that is most important to me, that is a part of who I am. They're going to get some incredible performances. That's one of the things I love, bringing these artists in so you can get to see them do what they do. It's soul music, and that's what music is. It's that which comes from the soul.
This is Straight Talk Africa on the Voice of America. What is your opinion about today's topic? Call us at 202-619-3111. U.S. country code 1. When you call, remember the following. Ask only one question. Keep your comment brief and turn down the volume on your radio or television. Now let's return to Straight Talk Africa.
Thank you very much, Esther Gizui. And of course, this is Straight Talk Africa coming to you live from Washington. Let me come to you again, David. Before you came to the Voice of America, surely you must have some perceptions of what the Voice of America was or probably wasn't. What happened finally when you stepped foot in this building? Did you find any contradictions in as far as your perceptions were concerned, or was it in fact a reflection of what you thought about after all?
Well, I had nothing like the detailed knowledge that I now do, obviously, of this place. And I guess the thing that, I knew it was a big broadcaster reaching a lot of people in a lot of languages. Mm-hmm. Actually experiencing that, Ngozi was just talking about the hallways being full of all these different nationalities. It's almost like a little mini United Nations.
It is, in fact, a microcosm of the United
yes.
Nations.
When some country has a national day and they're cooking the food from their own country and we all get to try it, it's a wonderful feeling of sort of international flavor and interaction between cultures that goes on here. But I guess the other thing that's very striking is the dedication to mission here. Mm-hmm. You know, I was a commercial broadcaster, very proud of it. I loved what I did at ABC News and at CNN. But we ran on the profit motive.
Mm-hmm.
Perfectly fine. Nothing wrong with that. But the nice thing about what we do here is we don't have to make news judgments just on what will pull an audience in, but also on what is important to an audience. So, you know, it's a cynical thing to say, and it's a little cruel in a way, but some people say commercial broadcasting, you know, if it bleeds, it leads, right?
Reuters, yeah?
Yes. Well, if it bleeds, we may have to cover it as a news story at Voice of America, but we may also cover other stories. I remember in Afghanistan, where I worked as a diplomat for a while, the Voice of America was covering when they opened huge numbers of new medical clinics, or when more girls were going to school, because that matters to the country. Mm-hmm, that makes mm-hmm. a difference to whether Afghanistan succeeds or fails as a country, just as much as whether a few soldiers were killed, tragically, in an attack. Not unimportant also. At Voice of America, we cover it all. In commercial broadcasting, you have to keep the audience, you must keep those eyeballs, and let's be honest, a little bit cynical about human nature, people find sad or bad news more riveting a lot of times than positive developments or complex discussions about complicated issues.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But we do it all at Voice of America. And I think we serve our audience that much better, or in a different way, should we say, than our commercial broadcasting colleagues. So I'm very proud of what we did at ABC and CNN. I wouldn't take back a moment of it. But I love the extra depth and perspective that we are able to give our audience here on Voice of America.
You also worked, of course, for NPR.
That's right.
And when you look at your experience at NPR and you look at what you have found at the Voice of America, how do you respond to some critics who will say that at the Voice of America, it is bureaucracy first, and broadcasting happens to be incidental?
The bureaucracy here is excessive, no question about it. And there are changes needed in the way we are governed. In fact, the Broadcasting Board of Governors that appointed me and leads us all has acknowledged that and is looking to some changes, creating a CEO position and making other changes to reform the way we're structured, which are needed.
Mm-hmm.
Congress is looking at the issue. There may be legislation coming, which may make changes. So there's a general acknowledgement that there's a need for less bureaucracy, a better, a more streamlined and sensible structure. But VOA is not just about bureaucracy. In fact, it's primarily about its mission. What VOA is really all about is reaching audiences with information that's useful to them.
Mm-hmm.
And because of people like you, Shaka, and like Negussie, and like many others in this building, we have a very intimate knowledge of what those audiences are thinking about, would like to know, what would be useful to them, and what aspects of our own country and its culture are interesting to other audiences. We have a lot of medical advances going on in the United States. We are leaders in technology. We have a system of government which, while certainly imperfect, has many advantages. People are interested in those things, and they're interested in stories about that. And I think a lot of what VOA is about is good storytelling.
Negussie, good storytelling indeed, as far as David is concerned. What about you? Let me ask you about the vision thing. What is your vision as you lead the African division?
Shaka, in fact, this is the best time for Africa in terms of development, okay, in every area, in every sphere. But it's also a tough time for Africa because there are so many challenges. As you know, this continent is a very young continent. Actually, people of younger age, between 15 and 34, maybe 70, 65%, mm-hmm. even more, who knows.
Mm-hmm.
This is the neglected majority, actually, as a matter of fact. I call them neglected majority. They are actually, in some areas, the fertile ground of recruitment for Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, because they are not employed, because they didn't get proper education. My vision is, to be honest, mobilize all 16 languages we have. Thank you. We have reached 16 now.
Mm-hmm.
The enhancement, the investment is actually helping us to widen our coverage. And we're really now formatting and actually producing content that reaches the youth. And I want to reach the youth through these programs in 16 languages.
Mm-hmm.
French is reaching 22 countries. Okay, Hausa is reaching Nigeria, Niger, Cameroon, and mainly, of course, Nigeria, northern Nigeria, and also Cameroon, Ghana, and the neighboring countries. Swahili is reaching six countries, including DRC.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we never knew the potential of Swahili listenership. It's over 100. It's not within Tabit.
Oh, yeah.
We used to have only half hour programs, 1 hour program a day. Now we are going to have more.
It's a regional program.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was going to school, more than 25 years ago, you were talking about 60 million Swahili speakers.
Yeah. Mm. Now it's over 100 million Swahili speakers. Who knew before downfall of Mobutu that Swahili speaking is so wide in the DRC?
The DRC.
Yeah. We are tapping
Rwanda,
that well.
Burundi,
actually.
Uganda.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some parts of Somalia, some parts of Zambia.
So, I think through this programming, I think we really like to reach the youth and make also contribution to the quality of life of this continent. Okay, engage the youth. This talk show is one of the most successful shows the last 15 years. Your name has become household name. So Straight Talk is reaching wide audience in the whole continent. I like almost every program to have this kind of flagship approach.
Now, Negussie, of course, there are some critics who say, yes, the Voice of America does a very good job, but when it comes to the food soldiers on the ground, it falls short. What are you going to do about that? At least with this opportunity that you got with the enhancement program. the Africa Investment Program?
Yeah. I think we are really expanding in every sphere. Number one, we are having 24/7 in a number of major metropolitan cities. In Dakar, Bamako, we are having, soon actually we are coming on Kinshasa, Lubumbashi, Kisangani, Goma. Actually, closely, if I'm not wrong, about 17 24/7 BOAs are now being erected also. Before the end of this fiscal year, we might go over 20 actually, including in northern Mali also, Gao, Timbuktu, and so forth. That's number one. Number two, also, we are expanding reporting centers. Up to now, we have only in the east, Nairobi, in the south, Joburg, north, Cairo, and Dakar. Now we are adding more reporting centers.
You have Abuja. How is Abuja panning out?
Abuja is becoming fascinating. We are changing our reporting center, actually, moving to bigger houses where we can have a studio for radio, direct transmission, produce local content. We'll have also a small TV, television, also studio. Actually, by the way, it's not only French now. It's not only Africa 54 and Straight Talk. French is expanding its television program. Hausa is developing a pilot program to launch a new program, TV program in August. Swahili is doing the same thing. So I mean, this is the best time to reach the continent.
The other thing, Shaka, if I could just add on to what Ngozi said, increasingly, in addition to having these 24/7 FM streams that we've developed and are building more of, I think much of the future lies in partnerships with affiliated stations. There are many great broadcasters around the continent of Africa, and an increasing number of them are friends of ours or people with whom we do business that is in the interests of our joint audiences.
So you're talking about stations like Channels in Lagos, Nigeria.
Indeed. And that's a model relationship. And as we develop, as we build trust with each other, as we help each other to improve our capabilities, we provide some training and interaction. We're getting to the point now where, for example, Channels TV, sometimes they have reporters in places we do not. We put their reporters on our programs from time to time, as you know.
Yes.
And this enriches our reporting, deepens our reporting of the continent, and then our quality reporting from here and from other parts of the continent enriches theirs. So it's a partnership that works for the audience. And there are many more of those that we are working on and developing, and I think we're going to have a network of partners around the continent, making us that much stronger.
Actually, when you're asking me one vision also, that's what the vision I have. We'd like really to copy our colleagues in Latin America, their strategy and their tactic to reach the affiliate radio stations.
How do they do it?
Yeah. It's amazing. Actually, we're going to call the former chief, Clara, and also her staff to come down and talk to us, actually. We should really forge this relationship. It should not be sporadic, once in a while only. It should be a continuous relationship. I would like Shaka yourself, daily, with major news outlets, affiliates, be on the air. Short Q&A news.
Take away from our colleague, international broadcasters in London, the BBC. They have their reporters go to Africa, to their various affiliate stations, work there for 3 months, and the folks in the affiliate station also go to London.
I believe we are going to do that. We are going to do that. As a matter of fact, our presence will be stronger more than any other time. Those reporting centers are not only going to house stringers. We'll be rotating staffers from each service to go and work from there for this content.
Unfortunately, time happens not to be our best ally. You're tuned in to Straight Talk Africa. We'll have more of a discussion in a moment. But first, here is Mariama Jaro. Take it away, Mariama.
Well, thanks, Shaka. Still to come, we'll reveal some of the outstanding feedback we've received from our audience through social media. But now, here is our letter of the week from a Facebook fan in Uganda who writes about what kind of shows he'd like to see, hear, or read about at VOA.
Othin Jeremiah in Kampala, Uganda writes, I would love to see programs that motivate and inspire the youth. Stories about people who've beaten the odds to become successful. I would like to watch or listen to educational documentaries. It would also be great to have more free podcasts that I can listen to so I won't miss my favorite programs such as Daybreak Africa, Straight Talk Africa, or The Sunny Side of Sports. Thumbs up to VOA for your informative and educational reporting on Africa.
Like Voice of America on Facebook. Follow VOA on Twitter. Join VOA on our YouTube channel. Like, follow, join VOA.
This is Straight Talk Africa on the Voice of America. Call us now with your questions and comments. The number 202-619-3111. And the U.S. country code is 1. Call direct and we'll call you right back. Remember to keep your questions brief. Now back to Straight Talk Africa.
Thank you very much, Esther Githui, and welcome back to Straight Talk Africa, live from Washington. Once again, it's time to bring in my colleague and social media reporter, Mariama. Take it away again, Mariama.
Well, thanks, Shaka. Voice of America is a dynamic international multimedia broadcaster serving an estimated weekly global audience of a little over 170 million people. VOA's largest audience is in Africa, where it accounts for roughly 30% of its total viewer, listener, and readership. VOA is constantly striving to strengthen its presence and capacity across the continent, leading us to our question of the week asking, what kind of new programming would you like to see or hear on The Voice of America? Well, we asked the question, and you didn't waste any time sending in your suggestions. Let's begin with Musafiri Didas from Kigali in Rwanda, who posted this comment on our wall. Thanks, VOA. I would like to see more programs on how to tackle the issue of unemployment in Africa. And another Facebook post from Florence Ruenzo of Sao Paulo in Brazil, who says, I would like to see more programming on women's issue because we also exist on the motherland. Well, another reminder that we are tweeting live today, use the hashtag VOA New Programs. And if you haven't yet, please follow us at VOA Shaka. And speaking of it, let's go to a tweet from Hugo Joseph from Abuja in Nigeria, who writes, I expect to see shows that make Africans confident, focused, and discourage mad rush to Europe. Call it Wake Up the Sleeping Lion. Well, that sounds pretty catchy. Let's look at another tweet from Patrick Sembatia of Makerere in Kampala, who says, I would like to see art added on your programs since it portrays the history of Africa and the origin of most of us. Well, I will always support the ads, and but there have also been a lot of other great inputs. Your take on them.
Very interesting. Negusi, your reaction, please.
Some of these ideas from Facebook and unemployment, women's issues. Definitely, this is very helpful. To be honest, sometimes we're going to go research-based programming also, but this is fantastic. It helps us a lot. There's no doubt about that. Some of them, like fighting corruption, the question of unemployment, you said, that's a very important area. In fact, Hausa youth programming deals a lot on unemployment, because that unemployment area, as I said before, has been a fertile ground for Boko Haram, for instance, to recruit people. So by trying to give a different narrative for the youth, that there is hope, there is a bright future also, instead of going to that evil way, I think this kind of feedback helps us a lot. Facebook has become fantastic. To be honest, in terms of Nigeria election, the investment helped us a lot. We have never had election coverage like Nigeria. Yourself had a Straight Talk live on Nigerian elections. We had three reporters on the ground, Hausa reporter, English to Africa, Peter Clotty, Ibrahim Ahmed, and Luke, super stringers, about 14 of them, who really covered it from A to Z. I think that was the best coverage we have had. And, of course, we galvanized the youth also. The youth was, Nigerian election, extremely active. They mobilized people, they rallied. Also, we brought them also in what you call call-in show through the affiliate radio stations, where the competing parties also debated on issues. So that was the best way to involve them also in the whole programming.
Interesting. Yeah. Mariama, please share some more of our audience feedback.
Well, let's move on to a comment from Alex Sunday from Kampala in Uganda, who writes, I would like more programming on the issues of addressing military coup, military governments, and military dictatorships in general in Africa. And another request from Juma Benjamin of West Loka in South Sudan. He asked, more programs, please, on South Sudan's economic crisis and who is responsible? Well, let's take a look at another one while we are at it, this time coming from Nairobi in Kenya, from Peter Ongera, who writes, I want more positive reporting on Africa and from Africa. Well, Shaka, David, and Negusi, many great suggestions. Your take on these last three.
Very interesting. David, how do you react to that? In particular, the question from South Sudan, given that, of course, we do have South Sudan in focus.
We've done a lot of work in South Sudan. I think we can say we're one of, if not the most prominent international broadcaster there. And we just had a special session on South Sudan that we held here with a live program and a lot of distinguished guests discussing the situation, the crisis there, the way forward, focusing a laser-like attention on the problems that this brand-new country are having. The birthing problems, if you will, of a new nation. Mm. One of the suggestions was an interesting one in terms of reaching more people with programming about the governmental structures, corruption, and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Dictatorships.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think we can always do more. We must do more, and we must pay attention to the problems inherent in certain kinds of governments. But I think we don't take a back seat to anybody in terms of covering some of these kinds of issues. I'm very proud of our coverage recently in Burundi, where we had among the only reporters on the ground there when there was a coup attempt, which failed. But it was part of the story of whither Burundi, and will there be a free and fair election? Will the president stand again, and so forth? We were able to get the word to the people of Burundi that the U.S. government is saying that, at least in its view, it's time for the president to stand down at the end of his term of office and let others run for that job. And I don't think that information about U.S. government policy could have reached the public any other way. We got it to them in Kurundi, to the local population. So I think that kind of reporting is useful and important. At the same time, I think that, you know, the government in Burundi knows we want to cover what the president has to say as well. We try to do balanced and objective coverage and let the audience be the decider as to what's the what their political view should be.
How do you respond to some people, David, who say that, yes, we definitely do a good job, but that we could even do much better if we moved out of Washington and went on the ground so that we can begin to interact with the people, hold some sort of town halls really with the people, give them a voice, let them talk. Are there plans to make Voice of America perhaps begin to be more competitive, frankly, with its international competitors like the BBC, Radio France International, Al Jazeera, CCTV, and you name it.
Sure.
You see them on the ground, taking their popular shows on the ground.
We want to do more of that. And you heard Negusi talk about our new reporting center in Abuja. Reporting centers are being opened in Bamako, in Niamey, in Mombasa. We are on the ground more. As time goes on, this new investment, this enhancement effort that Negusi has been leading, but we supplied the money. part of what it's going to do is make us more African, frankly, put us more on the ground. But this is an expensive proposition. It's got to be done right. And we also have a responsibility to have reporters here in Washington and let our African audiences know a lot about our country and what it has to offer, what its ideas are. I know one of the things people wake up in the morning in many of the countries we broadcast to, and one of their questions is, what is Washington saying about us today?
Right, right.
Part of our job is to make sure they know what that is. They want to know that. So we've got to cover Africa better, but we've also got to cover America better.
That brings in the issue of the English to Africa service.
Indeed.
There are a lot of people, frankly, who are saying English to Africa belongs in the African division. It is the only language that is spoken across the continent. It is a language, of course, that, frankly, is spoken by some of the most important elites on the continent. We're talking about policymakers.
Yes.
We're talking about business people. We're talking about some of the most active, some of the most visible actors. Mm-hmm. These people say it should be part of the Africa division. Can you imagine, for example, if it was part of the Africa division, programs such as Straight Talk Africa could begin doing some real programming from the ground. But when you look at what is happening right here, there is no money for English to Africa, even though English to Africa programming has the reputation perhaps of being the best out of this building in terms of accessing audience.
Yes, there may be a future. And since I'll be leaving, it won't be my call. But there may be a future where English to Africa does move in with the rest of the division under Negussie's leadership. I looked at the issue, and we talked about it extensively, my leadership team. We were not ruling that out. But in the end, we came to the conclusion that at this time, there are so many wonderful benefits that can come from the new affiliate relationships that the English division is developing. That you, the English to Africa service, have a lot of audience to gain and a lot of influence to gain over the next period of time. And you are benefiting from some of the changes that are occurring within the English division and some of the outreach that it's able to make. As the Africa division builds its strength with this new money and this new leader, it may be a very logical step, Shaka, but I don't want to tell my successor what to do.
I understand.
It's going to be a situation looked at in the future.
Talking about affiliates, the facts will show that, in fact, we had more affiliate stations under African division than we do under the English division.
Well, Voice of America has, we estimate, something like 400 affiliates throughout the continent of Africa. And so we're quite proud of the amount of reach we have through affiliates. And it's, of course, a lot of it's the question of quality. You and English to Africa have this wonderful new partner in channels. There's a number of other key broadcasters around the continent that we are talking to. And I believe that you may be reaching quite a few more households in the coming year or two. So some of the benefits of those conversations and work, that hard work being done by the English division's leadership may come to roost for you soon. I'd like to see that happen. And then there should be another conversation of should the Africa, all the coverage, English as well, be under one leader.
I see. I
don't think the future leadership will be close to the idea at all, and it may make perfect sense. But I have to tell you, as I look at it right now, right now in May 2015, I think you're in the right place for the moment.
I see.
Thank you very much. Can I say a few words?
Unfortunately, the time happens not to be of this delay. We'll come back to that a little bit later, if you don't mind. Thanks, Mariama, for bringing us this week's audience reaction.
Well, thanks to everybody who wrote, and sorry we couldn't read them all, but that will do it for today's social media segment. Just a reminder that we appreciate all the feedback, whether it's in social media form or using other means to communicate to us. Please, please keep them coming. And if you are a new fan, just drop us a line at africatv@voanews.com. Once again, our email address is africatv@voanews.com. Or post your comment on our Facebook page. Just enter the keywords Straight Talk Africa. Be sure to visit us online at voaafrica.com. Or you can join our YouTube channel. Sign up to VOA TV to Africa. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Now, let's take a look at what's on tap for next week's programs.
Next week on Straight Talk Africa, despite a failed coup attempt and sporadic, violent nationwide protests, Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza remains steadfast in his plans to run for a third term. Demonstrators say he has had his chance, and most of the international community agrees. Regional leaders want the June 25th election postponed until the nation is stable. A discussion on Burundi is next week, right here on Straight Talk Africa.
A reminder that you are tuned into Straight Talk Africa. To participate in our discussion, please call us at 202-619-3111. This country code is 1. We'll continue our discussion in a moment, so please, don't go away.
Once again, let's take a look at VOA's new programs to Africa. In Nigeria, during the past year, VOA's Hausa service has become the most popular service in the agency's digital portfolio, averaging more than 4 million visits per month. This includes Dandelion VOA, a dynamic 24/7 news and information stream designed specifically for mobile devices with youth-oriented music and peak hour news blocks. In Somalia, VOA continues to be a leading source of information in East Africa, where 51% of the population listens to VOA weekly. The VOA Somali news show Kubanaha is seen via satellite TV, online, and on two Somali affiliates, Universal TV and Somali National Television, which airs the show twice a week. In West Africa, VOA also joined forces with the BBC in a groundbreaking partnership during the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. The partners began broadcasting a new 24/7 FM radio programming stream that carries 10-minute Ebola updates in English several times a day on stations in Monrovia, Liberia in 94.1 FM and Freetown in Sierra Leone at 102.4 FM.
We are able to touch on things that are important to people on an everyday basis. We hope that our viewers are getting inspired when they watch our show. They're getting a view of the world from a different perspective, things that perhaps are not in their immediate vicinity. Today, I could put in on the show something that is a little different, a little unique, and this gives me that inspiration to come to work.
If you like today's show, please write and tell us what you think or give us some suggestions. Be sure to tell us what station you're tuned into. Our address, Straight Talk Africa, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. Or send us an email at africatv@voanews.com. Log on to our website at voaafrica.com. Or post your comments on Facebook. Keywords, Straight Talk Africa.
Thank you very much, Esther Githui. And let's go to the lifeline of the show, which are the telephone callers. Good evening, Stephen from Tanzania. You're most welcome to Straight Talk Africa.
Hey, I'm Stephen Pinker, calling from Tanzania.
Yes, sir. The man that is calling from the Hub of Peace, you have 1 minute. What is your question, sir? I'm afraid.
Okay, my question was I would like to congratulate the broadcasting worldwide. Have been fantastic.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Let's go to Patrick from Nigeria. Good evening, Patrick. You're most welcome to Straight Talk Africa.
Yeah, good evening, Mr. Shaka. Good evening, our guest. My name is Patrick Okorafor here in Arutuku, Nigeria.
I am hugely terrific, and thank you so much for supporting our programming.
Yeah, first of all, I have to congratulate the viewing. My own is I want more airtime, at least 2 hours for Straight Talk Africa. And the callers also numbers will increase from 2 to 7. 2 callers in a program is too small. And Mr. Shaka, I also expect at least personalities to come on this program. Like the one, there was a time you brought the Ojos of Carlo, people like Okorocha. And I also suggesting to the viewer at least we need Igbo service, like outside service. When my people that speak Igbo, you see my name, Patrick Okoro Krafo. And my people say that always listen to when will VOA bring a Igbo service. I said, well, thank God that this program has come. And
thank
personalities,
you.
We need more. Thank you very much. Have a blessed day. Congrats.
Thank you very much. And, of course, thank you very much for your kind words. And as far as Straight Talk is concerned, let's go to Samuel from Uganda. Good evening, Samuel. You're most welcome to Straight Talk Africa.
Good evening, Shaka. How are you?
Usually terrific. How are you today?
I request you, through your bosses, to invite me on the Straight Talk Africa show. My passport is ready. My logistics are ready. And I would like also to come and so that the audience can interact with me and see me. My question is it possible to increase on the radio station affiliates in sub-Saharan Africa so that the audience can have a variety of linguistic parameters? Thank you, Shaka, and I would see you in Washington very soon.
Thank you very much. You heard, of course, especially Patrick Okolo from Nigeria. He would like to see Straight Talk Africa hours increased. In fact, there has been a lot of demand for Straight Talk Africa, despite the program being on air for 15 years. No one seems to think that it needs to have another edition.
He wants also Igbo service.
Yeah.
Well, we constantly look at which languages we should be in, and we have added a few in recent years since I've been director. You never know, there might be more. I wouldn't rule it out. In terms of the length of your show, I think it's a tribute to the success of your journalism and the trust that people have in you that there's a caller asking for more.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, we work closely with affiliates on this. We want to give them something that works for them, that the audience wants and that the broadcasters want, that works in the context of their programming needs. So we will be talking to them, and if there was a great demand for a two-hour show, well, it can't be ruled out.
Maybe,
but then you would have to work very long hours.
Maybe to a difference in a week.
Shaka, the idea you brought, taking you to the road,
yes.
Necessarily we don't have to wait until English to Africa comes to part of Africa Division. By the way, for me, English to Africa is part of the Africa Division. We work together. We have a talent like you and others also work in the English Africa. We use your content.
So are you ready to give us some sort of foreign aid?
I'm not going to make any promise, but this one of our really plan is to bring people on the road. The town hall meeting, we had some fantastic town hall meeting, successful one in northern Nigeria.
Mm.
We should continue doing that one. We like to take music on the road with Roger Munto type of programming. We like to take also Straight Talk on the road. We have a wide range of training programs also. We like to get involved in that also.
David, talk to us about the vision thing. Obviously, when you came on board, you had a vision. And someone would like to know, to what extent have you been able to accomplish that vision? In fact, someone is asking, what do you see as your accomplishments and disappointments regarding VOA, English to Africa, and the other African outlets?
Well, I think the most obvious accomplishment of the last 4 years has been this very dramatic increase in audience, much of it in Latin America, Indonesia, and other parts of the world, but a good solid chunk of it also in Africa. So I probably will be the most proud of having had the chance to work with all of you and make that the case. I believe that we're on the cusp, however, of a period of additional growth in audience.
Mm-hmm.
If we keep our eyes straight on the target,
mm-hmm.
if we give audiences what they want,
mm-hmm.
if we give them the kind of information they want from Washington, the kind of information they want from around the continent, and we do a good professional job of it, and we work closely with our affiliates, understanding their needs, working closely with them, fitting to their programming needs,
mm-hmm.
I think we can build an audience even larger. Now, what are we really here for? We're here to supply to different parts of the world who, for one reason or another, don't always have it otherwise, reliable information, not only about their country, but about the region, the continent,
mm-hmm.
about international affairs, and about the United States and its policies towards Africa. I think we do a good job at it, and I think we do a better job than we perhaps did 4 years ago. But there's always room for more improvement. We're getting, with the enhancement, we're going to be able to hire more young reporters, bringing new ideas, bringing capabilities with new technologies that aren't always in the house.
Mm.
So I'm excited about some of the things that we're doing on the mobile device and in some of the new kinds of radio that we're doing, and of course the television shows.
You know, someone will say that covering Africa requires someone, frankly, that has the knowledge of the culture, the history, the social cultural dynamics, and that you need somebody, frankly, who can be able to establish social relationships before people open up to talk to you and all that kind of stuff. We have already agreed, for example, that the Voice of America is like a microcosm of the United Nations, in fact, of the world. Mm-hmm. Any particular reason, someone might ask, why that is not reflected on the ground in Africa? There is not a single African-born correspondent on the continent, and there are so many capable. Any particular reason?
We have a great number of excellent stringers, people who do reporting for us on the continent of Africa in different countries. But we don't, you're right, have any reporters who are staff VOA reporters who come from Africa and are now serving in positions there. We do have some excellent Central News reporters based in Africa. Mm-hmm. I would like to see a time when there are more of them and when some of them might come originally from Africa. That is already the case in some other parts of the world. For example, our correspondent right now in Islamabad is a young lady who is a superb reporter, and her origins are Pakistani.
Mm-hmm. Now, Negusi, what about you? Time seems again not to be our best ally. What do you have for the future?
By the way, for your question, why don't we have an African-born correspondent in the bureaus? I think there are some bureaus now, like Dakar and Nairobi. There is an opening, and I think people can apply and compete. And
but if you talk with your colleagues, really, there is a necessity. I mean, it is very necessary, frankly, especially given the fact that even the United States of America is a very culturally diverse society, which is reflected in this building. Yes. Why can't it be reflected on the African continent?
I think it will come. Yes, time has taken, but I will see the day that African correspondents will be also placed in those areas. By the way, when I mentioned also, those reporting centers will have rotating staffs, FTEs from the headquarters here, mm-hmm. going to Africa to train and also produce content on the ground, by the way.
I hear you. Well, unfortunately, time happens not to be of this ally. So on that note, thanks to our distinguished guests, Negusi Mengesha, the director of the Voice of America's Africa Division. Once again, our congratulations to you, and we wish you the best in your new role here at the Voice of America. And the man himself, David Enso, the outgoing director of the Voice of America. David, I would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your dedicated service over the past 4 years to VOA, and most importantly, to the Africa region. It's been a pleasure and an honor to host you and work with you. I wish you the best in your future endeavors. And I say this, by the way, from the deepest, better part of the bottom of my Kabare heart and soul.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
I have so many friends from the African continent. I was fortunate to travel there as director, and some of these friends I will have for the rest of my life.
Thank you very much, sir. And thanks to our affiliate stations, along with our viewers and listeners, we thank you for tuning in. For many of our Voice of America radio affiliates, Learning English is coming up next, and tomorrow morning, it's Daybreak Africa with James Bate. On behalf of the Voice of America, thanks for tuning into Straight Talk Africa. In the meantime, get better, not bitter, Africa. And please remember to keep the African hopes alive.